The listening test will begin soon. Please listen carefully. Each story will be repeated 2 times. Each question will be repeated 2 times. Are you ready? Let's start. Sally often visits her grandmother, and they enjoy spending time together. But last month, Sally's grandmother became sick. She had to leave home and go to a hospital for old people. Sally was worried, but when she visited the hospital, her grandmother looked happy. She was able to get out of bed and show Sally around. Sally was surprised to see pets in some of the rooms. One old man had a yellow bird in his room. The bird was singing, and the old man looked very happy. In another room, an old lady was giving food to some fish. Then, in the television room, Sally was very surprised when a young man walked towards them with a dog. He stopped and said hello to Sally and her grandmother. "Do you often bring your dog here?" Sally asked him.
"Once a week," he answered. "I'm a volunteer at this hospital. I bring my dog here because the patients like seeing him and playing with him. We stay here for about 2 hours every Saturday."
The young man told Sally that animals are good for sick people. When patients talk to pets, they feel happier. Patients can keep birds and fish at the hospital, but they can't keep big pets. They look forward to visits from the volunteers because they can talk with the volunteers and play with their cats and dogs. Sally's grandmother smiled and said,
"This place is like a zoo sometimes. I really like that."
One. What happened to Sally's grandmother last month? Two. Why was Sally surprised to visit the hospital? Three. How often did the young man bring his dog to the hospital? Four. What does the word patience mean? Five. Which is true about the story? Sally often visits her grandmother, and they enjoy spending time together. But last month, Sally's grandmother became sick. She had to leave home and go to a hospital for old people. Sally was worried, but when she visited the hospital, her grandmother looked happy. She was able to get out of bed and show Sally around. Sally was surprised to see pets in some of the rooms. One old man had a yellow bird in his room. The bird was singing, and the old man looked very happy. In another room, an old lady was giving food to some fish. Then, in the television room, Sally was very surprised when a young man walked towards them with a dog. He stopped and said hello to Sally and her grandmother.
"Do you often bring your dog here?" Sally asked him.
"Once a week," he answered. "I'm a volunteer at this hospital. I bring my dog here because the patients like seeing him and playing with him. We stay here for about 2 hours every Saturday."
The young man told Sally that animals are good for sick people. When patients talk to pets, they feel happier. Patients can keep birds and fish at the hospital, but they can't keep big pets. They look forward to visits from the volunteers because they can talk with the volunteers and play with their cats and dogs.
Sally's grandmother smiled and said, "This place is like a zoo sometimes. I really like that."
One. What happened to Sally's grandmother last month? Two. Why was Sally surprised to visit the hospital? Three. How often did the young man bring his dog to the hospital? Four. What does the word patience mean? Five. Which is true about the story?
This is the end of the listening test. Thank you for listening.